Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, before we get into episode 15, I just want to say that the season finale of End of All Hope season 2 is coming up. It's a very long season finale, so it's taking a while to edit. Hopefully, we're going to have it out in a reasonable amount of time, so stay tuned for that. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook for updates. And now that you're all caught up here, make sure to check out our other audio dramas such as Paralyzed, Chair of Swords, Story, Cop Doctors, and Atlas Avenue Beat. You can find them all at 7lamb.com. That's the number 7lamb.com. Now enjoy the show. Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 15, Plan of Escape.
I woke abruptly. Was that the door? The room was still dark. Someone was inside, heading downstairs. The light came on, and my eyes had to adjust. Eventually, my vision focused, and I could see Melissa standing there. She had a roll of gauze.
I should change your bandage.
Oh, yeah. Have at it.
Melissa knelt down and removed Mark's bandage. Mark winced in pain. Melissa, what time is it?
It's a little after 7.
A.M.?
Melissa hesitated a moment and then nodded. It seemed like she didn't want to answer him.
Could we get more food?
She didn't answer. She just continued to wrap Mark's leg.
Those crackers didn't really hold me over. If there's any more soup,
There's no more soup.
Oh, well, anything. I'll take anything.
Here you go.
How did it look?
Okay. It'll take a while to heal.
As long as I can eventually walk.
You will.
Yeah, unless your dad decides to keep us down here.
Melissa looked ashamed. She got up and headed for the stairs.
Please. Any food.
I'll see what I can do.
Mark, take it easy on her.
What for?
It's not her fault we're stuck in here.
So I'm supposed to treat her like a friend?
No, but the sarcastic comments.
You know, Ava, being a people person is one thing, but you take it to a whole new level.
What do you mean?
What do you fucking care how I talk to her? We're chained to pipes in a basement.
She helped fix your leg.
Yeah, fix. I wouldn't even have this injury if you hadn't...
If I what? If I what, Mark?
If you didn't stop me. If you didn't stop me from killing that brat.
What?
I should have slammed that rock right into his face and we should have headed right into the woods.
He's just a kid.
Don't feed me that bullshit. He looked 18.
So?
He had a gun. He would have used it on us if he had a chance. You have to stop being so forgiving. So...
So what?
It's a different world, Ava. Don't you realize that? Looters try taking our cars. The military quarantines us against our will. These fucking hicks steal our supplies and shoot me in the damn leg. Drop the compassion.
I turned my attention away from Mark. I stared at the dirty floor. Was Mark right?
Compassion will get you killed. Everyone is trying to survive. And like I told you, people will go to whatever means necessary. Right, guy?
Don't bring me into this.
Burning down houses and murdering people because it was an order?
But it was for the greater good.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
So you could do it?
Do what?
Kill him?
The kid? Yeah, and I should've. He's not 6 years old, Ava. He's a grown-up, and he had a gun.
So you're telling me this is my fault?
I'm telling you that you need to drop the compassion and learn that things are different now. If you want to get home, then it's time you get serious.
I didn't respond. We sat in silence for a long time. Eventually, Melissa and Ben reappeared. Again, they had a tray. This time, ravioli and more crackers. They even brought a bowl for Carson. Melissa again freed an arm, and Ben kept his watchful eye. We ate in silence as Melissa and Ben watched us, every so often whispering to each other. When we were finished, we were locked back up. It felt like hours had passed with complete silence.
Hey, so I don't know about you guys, but I think we should come up with a plan.
A plan?
Of escape. There's three of us. I think we could take them.
Maybe we should try talking to them first.
That's how I got a scarf shoved into my mouth.
Ava, have you been listening to what I've been saying? No amount of begging, pleading, or compromise will get us out of this.
He's right.
How do you propose we get out?
Well, they free an arm when we eat. If we could get some kind of weapon, I could grab her.
He always has a gun on us.
But in a split second, I could grab her. We find something sharp, I could hold her down, and we could get him to free us.
So something sharp?
The shelves over there. There has to be something on there. In those boxes.
I can't reach that.
With your foot? Kick it.
I can't reach it. And I can't use this leg. Ava?
Yeah. What about you?
There was a shelf not too far away from me. I was unsure about the plan. But maybe this was the only way out. We had no idea what they planned to do with us. They could keep us down here for a long time.
Can you reach it?
I shimmied up the pipe. I stood against it, pressing my back into it. Then I reached with my foot. I was barely grazing the shelf. I can't reach it.
There has to be a way.
Carson also forced himself up and looked around the room.
Somewhere.
Mark tried to stand, but couldn't.
Shit.
I can't reach anything.
Hey, what about a fork? They brought a fork this time with our food.
That could work. If she gets close enough, I could grab her, hold her down, jam the fork in her neck, but you guys have to help me.
How?
If that guy is close, sideswipe him. Kick him.
I can't move my leg like that.
No. When he comes down, he stands next to you.
Carson bobbed his head at me.
You have strong legs? Take him out. You'll have a free arm. Take him out and keep him down just long enough till I can get a good grip on his sister.
And what if he isn't close enough to take out?
Use your method of talking to lure him over.
There you go, Ava. You might be able to get his gun.
Gun or not, just take him down.
And what if I can't?
He'll still hesitate, like he did in the cornfield. He's not experienced. He's obviously not a murderer.
Yeah, because he doesn't seem like a psychopath.
Not like his dad.
She undoes my arm last. Wait for me to give the signal.
What's the signal?
When I pick up the fork.
We weren't sure they would bring us food that required silverware. Hell, we weren't sure if they would bring us food at all. Hours passed, and I replayed the scenario in my head, over and over. Lure him over, kick him hard, and hope Carson is able to do what he needs to do. I know Mark saw my compassion as weakness, but I was worried for Melissa. She seemed like a sweet girl. I didn't want any harm to come to her, and I knew Mark felt the same way. But how else could we get out? They wouldn't just let us go. Their dad was crazy. Hours continued to pass and we waited. My heart beat faster every time I would hear footsteps pass by the door.
Where the hell are they?
Wonder what time it is.
Suddenly, we heard someone yelling upstairs. I couldn't make out what was being said.
What is going on?
Well, that can't be good.
The shouting continued for some time. When it did die down, there was no sound. Nothing.
Hey, if they don't bring food, we hold off. Wait till tomorrow.
Of course.
We heard the door open, and someone was slowly descending. We thought this might be our dinner, until we realized it wasn't Melissa, nor Ben. It was their father. He was rubbing his hands together and shaking his head.
Hello, everyone.
His very presence put me on edge. He slowly paced around the room, looking at each one of us.
You enjoy your food? I heard Melissa and Ben have been taking care of you while Neil and I worked the field.
We all kept quiet.
But this? How did this happen?
Adam motioned at Carson. He walked over to him and shoved the cloth back in his mouth.
Wait!
The last thing I want to do is hear this fucker talk. Did you two enjoy your meals?
Mark and I nodded, nervously.
I know I came off as kind of an asshole before, but you have to understand what my family has been through recently. With everything going on. See, we're running low on supplies, and we really don't have that much food available. Now, I don't mind Ben and Melissa making sure you two get something. I mean, hell, we took your stuff, your food. I totally understand that. But this man, this guy doesn't deserve anything. He takes away our livelihood, and we're supposed to feed him? I don't think so. So I scolded my children for doing that, for feeding this bastard. I let him have it.
Adam paced a bit more. He looked like he was trying to think about what to say next.
Neil and I were talking about what to do with all of you. We couldn't come to an agreement over you two. But because food is low and this guy is to blame, well...
Just then, Adam pulled a gun from his waistband, aimed... No! Just like that, Carson was dead. A hole in his head. Blood had splattered onto the floor, the wall, and my shirt. His body twitched and slumped.
We're not gonna share with him. No.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. My wide eyes watched Adam as he began pacing again.
Now, what to do with you two?
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Sound design by Anthony DeGennaro. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhard as Mark, co-starring Michael Mola, Lucas Webley, Amber Lynn Nicole, and Chris Davis. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.